Okay, very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moose-Batson, Commander-in-Chief, TIP TV. This is the morning show in conjunction with TradeNext. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Farhan Ahmad, who is a trader at TradeNext. And good morning to you, young Farhan.
Good morning, Moose.
These markets are more volatile than a teenager with spots.
They are. Very angsty, very hormonal, and don't seem to want to capitulate your way. And we were talking about some big swings yesterday, yeah, and sort of retracement and stuff. And I think some of the charts that we're going to look at today will sort of, you know, be proof of the pudding of that. And I mean, yesterday we saw some big swings in a lot of the dollar crosses.
Right.
But here's a question for you, Moose. I got
fire away.
We got, obviously, we know there's a lot of sensitivity in the dollar at the moment, and people have been sort of racking up their bets about when quantitative easing is going to sort of end and when rates are going to rise in the US normalization. JP Morgan came out, I believe this morning I read a report saying that they perceive a lot more weakness in the dollar.
In the dollar,
yeah,
okay.
Particularly against the yen. And then they were saying there was some support down at 104.50.
Okay.
And they reckon that you know, dollar yen's going to slip down to that level. What are your thoughts on something like this? Because some of these big houses, depending on which analyst you speak to, it could be completely different.
Right. I think the important thing is to have your own game plan, have your own roadmap, and have your own views. Okay. An example of that is, you know, again, reading in the last 24 hours, a lot of hedge funds have had their worst years since 2011 because they've bet on the fact that interest rates would be rising this year. And you saw a flight to safety yesterday, gilt yields, you know, US treasuries, et cetera, yields falling. So they've all done a load of money, okay, because they're all the wrong way together. The crowd is saying this. Now, we know, take dollar yen, for example, there's that massive trend line back, I think, from 1992 on the monthly chart at 110. Okay, my view would be, if you've got a roadmap, stick to it. Ignore what that big houses are saying. Okay, take it into your toolbox, but have your own map. Okay, and for me, until that line's broken, I'd be thinking bearish things, not bullish things. Okay, regardless of what these, you know, these clever big houses are saying. So that would be my take on it. But you've got to. It's too easy to read the press, okay, and they don't forget the press report about what's happened, not what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think the great advantage in terms of technical analysis, and we've seen that with a number of commentators this year, is the fact that, you know, at times the technicals lead the fundamentals, okay? The price action is driving a market up or down, so the insiders, okay, the people who really know what's going on, okay, are pushing the markets before the fundamental news comes out. So that would be my take. Right, we're going to go through four charts today. If you're watching this for the first time, the idea, very simply, is that there's lots of newbies out there, and we're trying to get big levels and, you know, just teach you about the simplicity of trading, in the sense that the trend is your friend, don't buck the trend, okay? Some, you know, look at your gaps, do your homework, look at old levels, what type of charts you should be looking at. If you want us to cover any sort of momentum, whether it's pivot points or Fibonacci's or whatever it is, let us know, okay, and we'll put that on the show. Right, let's go. We're going to do daily charts because I'm a boring old git on this, but, you know, it's all about trend analysis. So let's go to the first one, Farhan. Let's have a look at dollar yen.
It's dollar yen.
Right, now, again, you know, I'm not here to give investment advice or anything, but we've seen very clearly this massive resistance level at 110. I think you said that on this report, you know, JP Morgan were talking about a level at 104.5.
Yeah, 104.5 on the downside. And then on the upside, they were saying at 107.55 is another resistance level.
Well, I think the important thing here, okay, is that, you know, we're looking at consistency and inconsistency within trends. And this was quite a smooth trend up, okay? You know, the pullbacks were minimal, okay? So the red suggest basically is a pullback session. But here, the selling's getting stronger, isn't it?
Yeah,
You know, the ranges are getting wider.
Yeah.
My take on that is I know which way, and we've said that all week, haven't we, which way we'd be on this. So I see no reason to be long that at the moment.
Yeah.
So not quite sure that 104.50 is going to be the bottom of it, but again, it's your old analysis, you know, looking at your 2-year chart, looking at your 5-year chart, making sure there's no gaps on the chart, making sure You know, it's not old support into new resistance into old support, and so on. In terms of your clients, how have they been trading this?
Surprisingly, you know, we've got quite a few clients who are a bit bullish on this, particularly after, you know, it's very easy for clients to try and take the contrarian view.
Yeah.
And after seeing some losses like this and a little bit of green, they'll go all in.
Right.
And only to come unstuck. I mean, we saw some big movements yesterday in the dollar yen and all of the dollar crosses we'll see as we go through these charts. And I think, you know, they probably thought, oh, it's going to bounce here and I'll go all in and maybe lost their shirt.
Right. Well, the important thing is, okay, like the great Jesse Livermore said, and the way that I used to trade is you've got to average in the right way. You add to winning positions, you cut losing positions. Never average down. Okay, the first cut is the cheapest, no question. Okay, put your hands up. Okay, the Japanese would say it's like fishing. Okay, you should be very happy to lose a hook because one day you will catch the salmon. So be happy, feel comfortable about taking small losses, okay, because then you basically, you've got a chance to catch the salmon and you're still in the game. The thought, okay, of going fully loaded on some of these charts at the moment with the volatility, with the VIX, we talked about the VIX.
Highest since 2010, I think, 2012.
And that 21 level is an old resistance level, okay, it's substantial 1% this morning, okay, but the markets are changing, okay, this is going from risk on to risk off, okay, you should be averaging into winning positions. Okay, so that's the dollar yen. Let's move swiftly on to the euro dollar.
It's a good old euro dollar.
Now, your partner in crime is absolutely convinced that this is going lower. The technicals are suggesting, very short term, that there's a little bit of strength in the euro.
There could be. I mean, again, I still am with Steve on this, that nothing fundamentally will have changed. Eurozone, it's bleak as it is. You add to that the Ebola crisis, well, beginning of a crisis, perhaps, the Ukraine issues, all of this Middle East malarkey, and I can't see any reason for the euro to jump up anytime soon. However, you know, short term wise, you know, if one was long on the euro dollar yesterday, it would have been a good trade.
I mean, yep.
Nice strong bullish candle there on the euro dollar. I would perhaps, you know, maybe put that down to dollar weakness more than euro strength.
Strength, yeah. Well, I think, you know, again, you want to look at the previous price action on some of these charts. And you notice in this downtrend, you had a very, very aggressive down session there. So a really long candlestick, which was a negative close. And then basically down here, you had a bullish reversal candle. OK, it almost negated that move down. And again, yesterday, you know, this is a strong candle opening on the low, closing on the high. So clearly, for whatever reason, the fundamentals, okay, that this, okay, looks more positive for the euro, very short term.
Short term.
But you should still be saying, okay, I'm looking to sell into strength because the trend is down.
Definitely. I mean, on this level here, I mean, I would still be short, you know, going into here. It's come up a little bit. And so far today, it looks like it's coming off.
But again, that's quite a tough area to trade at the moment.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, you're getting bigger trading ranges, okay, and they're showing that, you know, the bulls and the bears neither are in control and that it's lacking direction.
I mean, we switched to an hourly chart from this. The picture will completely change.
Yeah.
So, again...
But again, you should be, you know, these are the trades that you're going to make your most money is when you get a signal off your daily, your 4-hourly, your 30 minutes, and they're all bullish, all bearish. That's when you basically gear up. Okay, so that's the euro dollar. Daily picture looking a bit of a pickle. Cable, how did that perform yesterday?
Cable. Again, another big swing there.
Again, we made a new low for the move, didn't we?
Yeah, new low for the move. It's still downward, you know, trend here. Looks like it's prevailing. Although this bullish candle yesterday did try and come up and just
failed.
Couldn't make it. Failed.
Yeah.
Came back down, and again today it looks like it's retraced a little bit of the losses today. But again, still, you know, I would still be short on this. I wouldn't perhaps jump in at the moment, but definitely with these big swings we've seen like yesterday, the day before, I'd have some tight stops on there if I was going to go long.
Well, you'd be mad not trading these markets without stops at the moment.
Definitely. You need to have
just too volatile.
Be disciplined, have those tight stops. I mean, for beginners, what we see with our clients sometimes is when they go in a situation like this, they whack a stop in, and you know, sometimes when you're watching overnight particularly, you see move the stops when it comes close to it, because they go, oh, I still think it'll go my way, and move the stop, and it's a classic mistake. You've got to be disciplined, take that loss on the chin now rather than a knockout blow later.
But I think, you know, as always, you know, the trade, the easiest bit, OK, of a trade is putting the trade on. The most difficult bit is where to take profits. And again, the easiest thing to do should be to put that stop loss on at the point of entry, OK? And you shouldn't be messing around with that stop loss level, because then you're suddenly, you know, if you're almost hitting it, you're living on, you know, hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're changing the structure of that trade.
A hope and a prayer.
OK, so let's go to the final one, the FTSE, that absolutely got clobbered yesterday. I know it's rallied a little bit today.
Yeah. But
obviously, with Wall Street down over 500 last night.
Yeah.
Chase to safe haven. You know, a very, very long tail down. You know, an observation there is that some buying did occur, OK, to take us off the lows. But again, as we said all week, all right, the trend is your friend. Don't buck the trend.
Don't buck the trend.
Be really strong down sessions, okay? You know, and we talked about the traders I speak to in the market saying that, you know, there's not a lot of everything's offered and not well bid. We've seen technical guys come on the show this week. They've talked about 6,300, a round number. We talked about round numbers, a break there, okay? Suggesting a target of 6,000. So, again, we know that things don't go down in a straight line, OK? Invariably, OK, you get rebounds, OK? And they tend to be good opportunities to sell into. But at the moment, momentum clearly with the bears.
Definitely. This is a grisly day.
Yep. And it's, again, you look back, OK, you know, on Harry Hindsight, there's lots of people who argue that charts, OK, but even there you had a gap up and a gap down, a small island reversal.
Yeah.
OK, you know, just do your homework. And at the moment, I'm definitely a seller for choice. Well, I continue to be a seller for choice. So,
definitely. But,
you know, it's all one-way traffic here.
Yeah.
Right. OK, so just wrap up, OK, that if you've got any momentum indicators, and we've talked about price only this week, OK, and remember, any momentum indicator is a derivative of the price action. An RSI stochastic, you know, it's purely based on the price, OK? Farhan's explained he really does concentrate on the price and the price trend. Keep it simple. You don't have to basically get too sophisticated. I think I'll get, you know, we get some people on the show and we've got more momentum, we've got more trend lines, we've got more, you know, and there's an argument, oh, it hit this line, but, you know, can you make money that way?
So, I can draw lines on a chart and it can hit places all day. But the important thing is, particularly for a beginner, is looking at the price action, looking at the chart, trying to get a feel for the chart. And trying to get a feel for the market that you are trying to follow. You're not going to be able to keep up with everything, which is why we try to follow a couple of pairs and try and sort of, you know, follow them through the week.
Yeah. Well, I think the important thing on that is that the technicals give you the ability to cover a lot of markets, OK? So, you know, you could whiz through 100 charts a day. But, you know, if something's not clear, then leave it alone. Why take a gamble on the picture, you know? There are times where, you know, again, I'll talk about the Jesse Livermore. He used to always say, right, there's times where you see the money in the corner, go in and grab as much as you can, always leave some on the table for everybody else, or on the floor, I should say.
Yeah.
But the important thing is, OK, if it's confusing, understand it, leave the dance floor, wait for the next song, because
definitely,
that's the way you're going to make proper money. Okay, Farhan Ahmad, thank you very much. You've done another night shift. You look crisp as you always do, so well done you. We'll see you back next Wednesday. Tomorrow I've got Stephen Main coming in to do some short-term trading with us. Right, that wraps up the morning trading slot. Hopefully that was of value, and hopefully you've all paid your gas bill this week. Right, we'll be back at 10 o'clock. Got a massive schedule today. I think we've got 14 guests covering finance and sport, and that's kicking off at 10 o'clock. We'll be back right then. Thank you very much.
That was the Trade Next Tip TV Foreign Exchange Show, Monday to Friday, 8 till 8:30. Hope you can join us again. Hopefully we'll make some money together. Thanks very much.